action. Disney shares are down 3%. I'm Grace Thomas with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Dear Mr. President, are you worried that the country thinks you're full of crap? Well, you should be. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq says his fighters won't rest until they blow up the White House. He also claims that a new video audio tape released today to be winning the war faster than expected in Iraq. Terrorism analyst Neil Livingston says the threats from Al-Qaeda in Iraq are probably hype because the greatest threat to them is a U.S. departure.
The great majority of the Al-Qaeda or jihadist fighters there are Sunnis. And if the United States pulls out and lets the Shiites have a go at the Sunnis, these guys will be wiped out overnight.
Acting on a tip, Iraqi soldiers descended on a building in the city of Rawa, some 175 miles northwest of Baghdad. They arrested a local Al-Qaeda commander, two aides, and nine members of his cell. AP correspondent Chris Bodine in Baghdad reports raids like this hold some significance.
These sort of successes are widely touted when they do happen in hopes of reassuring Iraqis, particularly Shiites, that the government is effective in combating this sort of terror.
President Bush has just wrapped up a meeting at the White House with the incoming leaders of the new Democrat-controlled Senate. The meeting came a day after Bush welcomed soon-to-be House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to the executive mansion. In a videotape to the troops, outgoing Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld salutes those in uniform.
After our homeland was attacked on September 11th, you took the fight to the enemy, far from our shores, to make it more difficult for them to strike America here at home.
On the eve of Veterans Day comes word that four more American troops have been killed in Iraq. This brings November's death count to 24. A suicide bomber killed six Iraqi soldiers. Today is also the 231st birthday of the Marine Corps. This is AP Radio News. A man celebrating his 65th birthday this week was shot to death as he sat at a dinner table with others in Lewiston, Maine. Police have his 34-year-old son. Four men are charged in the fatal shooting of a Miami mother and her 7-year-old son as a birthday party for the little boy was beginning. On a happier note, Lionel model trains have chugged into the Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York, along with the Easy Bake Oven. Museum curator Christopher Bench says this year's Hall of Fame winners will be on display for visitors, but he says they can't touch them.
We couldn't figure out a way for everyone to have a turn at an Easy Bake Oven, and Lionel trains are the same, but there are chances to play with lots of the other toys that are already in the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Three dozen classic toys have been enshrined there, including Barbie, Lincoln Logs, Slinky, and Crayola Crayons. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Americans paid over $65 billion in interest payments alone last year. Are you one of them? Don't be embarrassed. The average household owes over $25,000 in credit card debt, and 65% of those households can only afford to make the minimum monthly payment. 90% of those payments are just interest. Are you running a hopeless financial marathon?
I can't keep this up. I need relief.
You can finally rest easy. Debt Relief USA has helped thousands of people just like you. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are getting nowhere making minimum monthly payments, call the specialists at Debt Relief USA, 800-425-5601.
Debt Relief USA cleaned up my credit card problems and I saved almost 60% of what I owed. I'm saving tons of money just in interest payments.
Debt Relief USA can typically save you about half of what you owe. You can truly be debt-free in less than 36 months. For your free consultation, call 800-425-5601. That's 800-425-5601. Become debt-free now with Debt Relief USA. Call 800-425-5601.
Another good news story from Aleve.
I'm Joseph Rainier, and this is my story. What I really enjoy doing is working out, lifting weights, and doing the boxing. I can tend to be a little hard on the joints at times, especially at my age. After a couple hours after working out, it's agonizing. It is painful. A friend of mine told me about Aleve. It does the job. For me, Aleve works great. I mean, you talk about knockout power. Aleve does have a knockout punch, and that's a good thing.
Real people, real stories, real good news. Share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
What's your most productive time of day? Odds are it's not after lunch. According to researchers, that's when 74% of us hit the wall. Now you can get over that wall with 5-Hour Energy. Just one quick drink of 5-Hour Energy will help you feel alert and productive for hours. 5-Hour Energy is packed with B vitamins, enzymes, and amino acids, zero sugar, and just enough caffeine. So when you hit the wall, drink a 5-Hour Energy. It's available at Walgreens, 7-Eleven, GNC, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shoppe.
Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146, presents Lynn Samuels.
Oh, God, I met placebo. Oh, my God. I'm such a high-minded. I didn't even know what to say. But this is not actually placebo. This is just Brian with Timo Maz. See, I know somebody who really should have met them more than I should have. Oh, see, we should have played the short one. Too late. I'm talking anyway. Sorry, Timo. Waiting for Brian. They treat him like God.
I see you found my underground. Help yourself to guns and ammo. Nothing here has ever seen the light of day. I leave it in my head.
It's the first day of the rest of your life. It's the first day of the rest of your life. It's the first day of the rest of your life. It's the first day of the rest of your life.
Listen for what you're going to be hearing in the background, so. In the background, you'll know when you've heard it. Oh, Timo Maz is so great. This is great. I just talked over it. Repetitive, but in a great way. And of course, it ends the way all our songs end. Just like that. See that? Now, I didn't even know this. That's just Brian from Placebo with Timo Mas. I didn't, and the other one is 20, we have 20 years to go. Oh, that may be the name of it. Maybe that's why we couldn't find it. Oh no, it would have been under Timo Mas. And I thought it was Placebo, but it's not, it's Brian. So, first I have to tell you about illiterate Reuters. This really bothers me. I had heard on the news, I don't think I had put this story up. I never put up these Al-Qaeda tapes. It's like, oh, please. You know, who knows who they're from? You know, they're probably from some 15-year-old somewhere, you know, in Kansas, saying they're from Al-Qaeda. Tapes. Right, I'm sure. But listen to this by Reuters, by Claudia Parsons, the illiterate. A purported audio recording by the leader of Iraq's Al-Qaeda wing gloated over the resignation of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Now, Claudia, sweetheart, darling, you work for Reuters. Honey bunch. It is not a purported audio recording. It is apparently a real actual audio recording. It is an audio recording by the purported leader of Iraq's Al-Qaeda. That's where the word purported is supposed to be. It should say an audio recording by the purported leader, or purportedly by the leader of Iraq's Al-Qaeda. It is not a purported audio recording. Unless you haven't heard it and you're not sure it's a recording. Jeez. Gee, do I have to teach everybody everything? Do I have to tell everybody everything? I wouldn't be surprised, frankly, if the Associated Press did that. Because they are pretty illiterate. But they're mostly American. But Reuters, they're like Europeans. And I always somehow think that the Europeans, you know, are better educated. But I guess not. All right, so did we get that straight? Now let's get on to something important. Is Ken Melman gay? Apparently, this is weird. There's been these rumors that Ken Melman is gay. Apparently Alex started some of them, I understand. But Bill Maher was on, I think it was Larry King, and I think what happened, I must say, I didn't bother to watch the video. I can't think of two people I don't like more than Bill Maher and Larry King. And the idea of them together, I just read the explanation. Apparently, Bill Maher was on Larry King. And he said he was going to out some big Republicans on, you know, whatever that show he has on, I don't know where it is, HBO, AOL, I don't know where the hell he is. And I guess he actually came out and said that he was going to out Ken Melman or something. Ken Melman has been outed like so many times. It's no fun to out Ken Melman anymore. And I sort of think, you know, you're entitled to your privacy. So if he's gay, he's gay. Who cares? Does that, you know, he's still a shithead. He's still a shithead, Ken Melman, so who cares? Is that going to make him better if he's gay or worse? It's not going to change anything. He's still gay. So anyway, and apparently what happened is it went out over the live Larry King broadcast. But then they put videos up for the people who could stand to watch Larry King. And they took it out. They took out the whole little segment where he said altogether that he was going to out gay people, gay Republicans. And they took out where he mentioned Ken Melman's name. And they erased it right out of the transcript. So it's like it never happened. Except for one little thing. TiVo. TiVo. Apparently enough people interested had T-mode it so that it ended up on YouTube, at which point CNN then demanded that YouTube take it down. Because it's just like in 1984, where things go down the memory hole. Wow, I haven't looked at that website in a long time. You know, where one guy, I don't know, is it the lead character in 1984? Somebody's main job is to just sit and, like, eradicate news stories. You know, that the government has decided they want to pretend things never happened. So, CNN put this whole thing down the memory hole. So Bill Maher never said it, and they erased it. You know, they did that before. There was something during, oh, I know, during the Michael Jackson trial. I'll never forget this, because I was the one who found it. Because I think, was the only one who found it. I'm sitting and reading a CNN story during the Michael Jackson trial, and it said that that lying little shit kid, I forgot his name now. Brown. No, his name wasn't Brown. The mother's name was Brown. Anyway, whatever that lying little shithead kid's name was, who said Michael molested him, and the lying mother, it said that the kid and his brother were seen on a shopping spree with the district attorney. And I read it and I said, what? Why would the district attorney, you know, which merely underlines my whole theory that the whole thing was a crack. You know, that insane, vicious, vile, you know, DA was just out to get Michael, and that the kids were lying. So it said that. So I actually instant messaged, you know, I highlighted an instant message that line to somebody. And we're saying, oh, my God, look at that. That's terrible, blah, blah. And a few hours later, this person said to me, where was that story? Where was that? You know, about the DA taking the kids shopping. I go back to CNN. Son of a bitch, they had taken that line right out of the story. It had disappeared. It had just, and had I not sent it to another person, I would be going, I don't know, maybe I didn't see, you know, that you start doubting yourself, or I do, because I'm a woman, and we're, you know, trained that way. But because this other person had seen it, at least two of us could sit there and go, oh my God, they took it out. They must have realized what a damning sentence that was. That the kid, that the DA had taken the kid, you know, I mean, obviously, I think the excuse was it was to buy them clothes to appear in court, you know. But isn't that something? So CNN is just like 1984. They have a little CNN memory hole where they flush things down. Now, if I can stay awake, I'm going to go see Borat. Because, you know, they're doing the park across the street from me. Well, there is one piece of the street that they have dug up today for the third time, starting at 20 after 7 in the morning. So they are ready. I want to kill them because, number one, the park renovation is going on 7 months. You never know when you're going to get to sleep because they don't work 5 days a week. Because if they did, maybe they'd be finished. So they ruined my weekend already. Because it's nice to get a nice night's sleep on Thursday, so your show is over Friday, and you're full of energy to begin your weekend. Although people are off today. Today is a holiday. It's not a holiday here that I know of. But I want to go see Borat, who is now being sued. You know, there's nothing like getting famous to bring pieces of crap right out of the woodwork. There's apparently a scene, I've been told that, because I said two frat boys get drunk and they're like insulting women or something. Why would you sue somebody? Well, number one, I've been told by somebody who saw the movie, wait until you see the movie and you'll see why they're suing him. And their claim is that although they signed releases, that the crew got them so drunk before they signed the releases that they didn't know what they were signing. And that they had been promised that this movie was never going to be shown in the United States. So, two frat boys. The only thing I can think of, why would you sue? That it's going to haunt you when you go to look for a job. That someday you're going to graduate from college and you're going to, you know, come over here to like Goldman Sachs or something. And they're going to say, oh, my God, weren't you in that Borat movie? I can't think of any other reason. Why? You know, they're frat boys. You know who was the frat boy? So Ken Melman is leaving as head of the RNC. And the rumor is he's going to be replaced by that guy Steele, who lost the Senate bid in Maryland. But this guy Steele is like such a dirty trick sack of crap. Do you know what he did? He hired homeless people from Philadelphia to go to Baltimore on election day and go to black neighborhoods and hand out flyers that identified him as a Democrat. He's the black Republican who would never say he was a Republican. Now, that's one thing. All right, you don't want to admit you're a Republican, but he was handing out these bogus flyers to black people that said he was a Democrat to get people to vote for him. And they interview one of the homeless people that was handing it out, and he said he's so sorry he ever did it because he said people were screaming at him, how stupid do you think we are? You know, we know what he... So this is the ethical level that people apparently want to make the head of the Republican National Committee, a guy who would do that. That's just the kind of person, and frankly, I think he sounds perfect to the job, doesn't he? He represents, to me, the Republican Party. And then they get, you know, then they'll go around and say, see, we have a black head of the party, and and one of the Democrats don't have black people. But, of course, this guy is, you know, like a crook. And he'd only be the half head of the Republican National Committee because they're going to split the job in half. Now, the other thing intra-party is there's a story, I guess on Drudge, that Rahm Emanuel and Charles Schumer are each going to need a chiropractor from patting themselves on the back. Rahm Emanuel ran the House, what do you call it? Not the Senatorial Committee, because that's the Senate. You know, the House re-election, get rid of the Republicans Committee, whatever that is, you know, to take over the House. And Charles Schumer ran the Senate committee. And they both raised more money. And, oh, God, they're such fabulous people. As they'll each tell you. I think we ought to look into Rahm Emanuel. He had a job that he didn't take. Guess who he had a job with, like, after he got out of college? He was going to be a dancer with the Joffrey Ballet. Really? A dancer? A ballet dancer, Rahm? Let's think about that. So, they are congratulating themselves. And, you know, there's some big story. And who are they totally leaving out? Who I love better than anybody. Who are they leaving out? Wait a minute. They're leaving out. And what did he say? You know, everybody, this is very interesting. This just came to me. I'm going to take a break. And then I'm going to tell you, I've just had one of those revelations while I was speaking. that I'm so famous for. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left 146. America, the way it ought to be. On Sirius Left 146.
Start your day inside the Beltway with Bill Press. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West. Then it's Alex Bennett, Tom Hartman, Lynn Samuels, Ed Schultz, and Stephanie Miller.
Real liberal talk radio. Sirius Left 146.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Now imagine living that life today and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks or options and you're not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software. This DVD is not a sales pitch, it's valuable instruction, where I show you how to use a proven three-step investing process and the Stock Investor software to help you make money trading stocks and options. Do you worry about money? Would you like to enjoy financial security? You can start building wealth today with my free Stock Investing Toolkit. To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, call 1-800-894-6433. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-894-6433. That's 1-800-894-6433.
Tom Hartman.
If you have $550 billion, and you divide that by a million, it's 550,000. So if you say that you're going to create 1 million jobs with a $550 billion tax cut, you're saying that you're going to give tax cuts to the tune of $550,000 per job. Now, do you think anybody could get elected on a platform as insane as that?
Tom Hartman, noon East, 9 a.m. West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Tom Hartman, right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
You know, there is one of the 9/11 theories is that Israel knew and never told us. That's part of the theory, is that they knew, not that bizarre theory where they called up every Jew who worked at the World Trade Center and said, don't come, not that theory. This is a classier theory. That actually Israel did have advance warning. Actually, you'd think if any country would have had, you know, enough intelligence, it might have been Israel. And that they just didn't bother telling us. So, I don't know that you... You know, when Howard Dean managed to take over the Democratic National Committee, you know, the insiders never wanted Howard Dean to be the head of the Democratic National Committee. And it all happened... I don't know, they had some kind of a meeting, you know, which is a bad thing right away. But it kind of, the people wanted Howard Dean, managed to steamroller him into being head of the Democratic National Committee. But the real Democrats never wanted him. Because Howard Dean actually is interested in helping the Democratic Party. That's his main interest, whereas their main interest, the Rahm Emanuels and Charles Schumer's, their main interest is in furthering themselves. You know, because you don't think Charles Schumer wakes up every morning and goes, President Schumer, the first Jewish president. You don't think he thinks that when he's shaving? So now why you would want people who only are interested in themselves to run the Democratic National Committee is beyond me. You know, but they really fought Howard Dean. And they hate Howard Dean. Rahm Emanuel in particular. I mean, they were all through the campaign. You know, there were all these political blogs, not like Daily Kos, like real ones, like on ABC. You know, like insiders, people who actually know what's going on. Rahm Emanuel hates, abhors, and despises Howard Dean. You know, maybe it's because somebody who actually would try to further the interest of the party just makes them look bad. Maybe that's why. But they hate him. And Howard Dean had this theory that was called the 50-state strategy. And he wanted to put money into all 50 states Whereas their theory always was, is states like, I don't know, Mississippi, say, since Charles Rangel insulted them. States where that were really, really, really red. Just, they wrote them off. And Howard Dean's theory is you can't write anything off. And he wanted this 50-state strategy. And they fought him every inch of the way. Now, the only person who recognizes this is Joe Connison, as his great article in Salon, you know, patting Howard Dean on the back. And, of course, when you look at the election results, it paid off. The 50-state strategy paid off, didn't it? Because whoever would have thought that the Democrats would take Tom DeLay's seat? That would have been impossible. And to get rid of Sue Kelly in Westchester in New York, the Orleans guy, did that. Nobody gave him a chance. To get rid of, well, Catherine Harris is, oh, Jesus, oh, there's a whole to-do going on in Florida again. In four counties, where something went wrong with the electronic voting machines, and at least when you had hanging chads, remember they'd say, well, you could see people started to push them out? They have, in four counties in Florida, certain races where like 20% of the ballots didn't vote for that particular race. They voted for like everything else. But it's like 20% of people, the average is usually 1 to 2%, you know, that vote and just skip one of the, you know, they just say like, oh, please. You know, it's like if Maliki McCord had not been running for governor in New York, I would have not voted for governor because I was not going to vote for Elliot Spitzer. So they have four counties, and what is one of them? It's the seat, it's Catherine Harris's seat. They have 18,000 ballots where they voted for everything except that office, which is very peculiar, very strange. And the Republican has won that seat by about 150 votes. So when you had the hanging chads, you could take the paper and you could see somebody had started to push the thing out. That was the whole point of that. Or that the chad was hanging, or that there was an indentation. You could figure out the person's intent, right? With these electronic machines, there's nothing you can do. Even though there is such an anomaly of so many people not voting for certain offices, and they do sort of think they understand why. In one county, I think it was the attorney general or something of the state, because they had all the Florida state races, the attorney general's name was all the way at the top. And in another county, some name was all the way at the bottom, where you could not even notice it, where you could just accidentally skip it. The whole thing was not laid out well. So there's this whole thing going on in Florida. I actually forgot to post the story. I forgot, literally, because I'll tell you, because I got hung up on another story. Anyway, so Howard Dean's theory was, is he wanted to update all the electronic lists that they have in all 50 states, and to put money into all 50 states, and they fought him tooth and nail. But he did it. But they won't give Howard Dean any credit. Now listen to this. When he was running, remember the famous speech? I just noticed this when I saw it, because everybody only plays the yell. But what did he say before he yelled?
We're going to California and Texas and New York. We're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
But you see, he had that wealthy state that's really, I'm the only one who noticed that. He really had that concept that you can't write off a state. And that it's worth putting, and he was totally exonerated. Although you're never going to hear that from the insiders. You're never going to hear that from the Rahm Emanuels, the Charles Schumers, the Donna Brazils, the hacks. And there's some inside word floating around that they're actually going to try to get rid of him. They're going to try to get rid of Howard Dean. And I don't care what Rahm Emanuel and Charles Schumer, they did raise a lot of money. But I may be an odd person, but I sent money. I very rarely give money to politicians. I hate giving money to politicians. To me, it's like a lower thing to do than to take your money and go to a casino. Really. At least in a casino, you're having some fun. Giving it to politicians. And I sent not a lot of money. You know, probably it wasn't even $100 altogether. But I wrote like two or three checks to the Democratic National Committee solely because it was Howard Dean. Because I wanted him to look good like he was raising money. And I like him. So I don't know. I wrote two checks, three checks, you know, solely for him. I wrote enough checks to the Republican, to the Democratic National Committee to guarantee that they will be writing to me for the rest of my life asking me for more. You know, that's how many checks I wrote to them. So I want to give credit to Howard Dean, since apparently Joe Connison on Salon, which what do they have, about 20 readers, he gave him credit, but I have a few more listeners. And I guess until Joe's article maybe comes out in the New York Observer or something, I'm the only one to give Howard Dean credit and say, you fucking Rahm Emanuel, you know, and your fucking little Charles Schumer patting each other on the back. Give some credit to Howard, because you both, one of you is more disgusting than the next one. I'll take the ballet dancer. But he's pretty disgusting, too. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left, 146.
Tired of hearing liberals are wimpy? We'll show those blustering blowhards. Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client or customer trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or a presentation, but it's frustrating because they can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. You can set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID, and bam, they see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. GoToMeeting is simply the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service on the market. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo, Sirius. GoToMeeting, online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1936. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1936. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1936. That's 1-800-771-1936.
Ed Schultz, right after Lynn Samuel, 3 p.m. East, noon out West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, I can hardly wait. Because then I'm on my way to the movies. All right, Raw Story says 8 congressional races still undecided. I have 10. All right, I don't know what got decided. I can't keep up with all these races. You know, the whole motivation is gone. We won. But Raw Story, I do thank them for this tidbit. Mark Foley did not send in an absentee ballot from rehab. And guess what bitch didn't go to vote? Ann Coulter. And because she probably doesn't know where to vote because she's so busy giving fake addresses. She didn't vote in the primaries either. But wherever this comes from, they quote her column and she calls this, oh, it's a paltry little Democratic win. That's their thing now. Oh, it's a paltry little win. Oh, I keep hearing from people, Clinton lost more seats than Bush has lost. What does that mean? We still won. We're still in charge. So Ann Coulter called this a paltry Democratic win. But it could have been, maybe she could have just done the whole thing if she had just managed to go vote. Or managed to send in an absentee ballot, because you never know where she is. She does make a huge amount of money traveling around giving speeches. At colleges, oh my God, oh my God. Jesus. So she didn't vote. Now what I got all, what I had to do for you, my beloved listeners, my little flowers. Shall I do this now? Yeah, I better do it now. I could swear I took this down. I'm telling you, these stories are just coming and going. Regardless of what I do, I take things down and they reappear. My favorite story. Let's see if it's still here. See if this newspaper comes through for me. Okay. I'm reading the wire services this morning. And I come across a story that says, in Michigan, a small deer. Now, I don't know whether it's a baby deer or just a small deer that lives in a gated community. He really, like, lives in the woods, but he comes into this gated community so often that he's like their deer, right? Well, this poor little deer got one of those plastic pumpkins. You know those plastic pumpkins with the handle that the kids take instead of a bag? It's stuck on his face. It's stuck over his mouth, which means, it's not funny, he can't eat or drink. Because the plastic pumpkin is over his mouth. And I said, oh my God, what good is this story if I can't find the picture? There has to be a picture. And that's why I forgot to put up the story about the voting machines in Florida, because I became obsessed with finding my listeners the picture of the deer with the pumpkin over his mouth. And son of a bitch, go to LynnSamuels.com. There it is. This poor little deer, and what they think it's caught on is his horns. They said either his ears or his horns, but I mean, you can see it's not caught on his ears. So he must have like little baby horns growing, and the handle on this plastic pumpkin caught, he obviously stuck his head in the plastic pumpkin, right? And the handle caught on little horns on top of his head. And he doesn't seem disturbed at all. However, this prevents him from eating or drinking anything, and you die from that. So what they're planning to... I love when people who, a lot of us, wouldn't stop and help another living human being, but something happens to an animal, and everybody becomes, like, galvanized. What are they going to do? Because you can't catch the deer. I mean, I guess you could wait until he was, like, so dehydrated and so hungry that he passed out or something. Well, they are, all these people are like, this is what everybody's thinking about. They're not thinking about how to stop the war or why people can't afford health insurance. They're thinking what to do for this poor little deer with this stupid plastic pumpkin cord over his mouth. So they are going to get, you know, the animal control people, and they're going to shoot him with a tranquilizer dart. They're going to shoot him with a tranquilizer dart, zoo personnel and other animal experts. They're going to go, they're going to wait around. You have to wait around till you see him, and they're going to shoot him with a tranquilizer dart. As soon as he becomes unconscious, they're going to take the plastic jack-o'-lantern off his head. Then they're going to take him somewhere, you know, to like a recovery. They're going to put him into recovery until he can be released back in the wild. They got a good look at him. He's been spotted in a herd of several other deer, but they couldn't get close enough. And the thing is, he can see. He just can't eat. Because it's just covering, well, if I do it, you can't hear me. It's just covering his mouth. It's not covering his eyes. So they're taking care of this in Michigan. They're taking care of him. Okay. I think that's the best story. Shall I promise you? Okay, I'll promise you because so many people are driving. I'll leave it up the whole weekend. If it stays there. Now, remember there was something I'm saying to people that I put up some fabulous picture and I clicked back on the story and they had taken the picture away. Garrett can't stop laughing. But he can't eat. He's a deer. He doesn't know that. Garrett, he doesn't know that. He's a deer. Garrett's going like he should rub his head on a tree. He doesn't know. What do you think he's thinking? Oh, I have a plastic pumpkin cord. He's an animal. We have to help him because we are the stewards. You're thinking an animal? Do you think an animal can figure this out? Obviously, it isn't bothering him. Well, you can't see him. That's a still picture. He's an animal. They don't think like us. If you put tape on a cat's ear, they freak out. What does that mean? If you put tape on, why would you put tape on in the ear to see them freak out? I'm reporting you to PETA. Immediately after this show, we're going to have PETA come and take Garrett away. No, they're going to shoot him with a tranquilizer dart if they can find him. Ken in Delaware.
Yes, Lynn.
Yes.
I love your show. It's great to get all of you, though. You mentioned about Howard Dean a few minutes ago.
Yes.
Regarding no one was giving him credit. On CNN, the election night, that's all they did was give him credit for putting the money in all the 50 states.
Oh, well, thank God. Thank God. Because Charles Schumer and Rahm Emanuel don't seem to even know Howard Dean exists. Okay, your cell phone is, I don't know, you sound like you have a plastic pumpkin caught over your head. You were totally going away there. But all right, I turned on CNN. I could only watch MSNBC. And frankly, I hardly had the TV on election night. But I just saw that article yesterday. I'm saying, stop congratulating yourselves. See, Howard Dean is just not one of the boys. He just isn't one of the boys. I don't know what it is. He's too good and he's too smart. How could they ever like him? Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
People have spoken and the Democrats are back on the Beltway.
America had a choice.
The right wing or the wrong wing.
I'm Alex Bannon from Sirius Left 146.
I'm Andrew Wilkow, the next generation of great talk radio from Sirius Patriot 144.
With the midterms behind us, the left can finally make some positive change in the country.
When America gets a taste of 2 years of a Democrat-run Congress, the 2008 election will be a cakewalk for Republicans.
Election 2006 and what it all means.
Continuing coverage on Sirius Left 146
and Sirius Patriot 144.
Back for one night only, it's Hammer Troll!
I will crush your balls, I will crush your balls, I will eat your brain!
Radio may never be clean, but with Hoover, your floors can be. Hoover Floor Mate cleans all your hard floors. Hoover Wind Tunnel 2 Upright vacuums your carpets. Buy them together and get up to a $100 mail-in rebate. So use Hoover and keep it clean. Offer varies. See Hoover.com and participating dealers for details. Expires 1707.
Stocking hat?
Check.
Ice scraper?
Check.
Goodyear tires with triple tread technology?
Huh?
Are you prepared for winter driving? If not, get any weather traction from Goodyear tires with triple tread technology. Now on sale. Plus, get up to a $40 mail-in cash card when you buy four select Goodyear tires, including triple treads, or double it to $80 when you use a Goodyear credit card. Be prepared this winter and save big on all Goodyear tires with triple tread technology. These offers end December 2nd, 2006. Offer subject to credit approval. See a participating Goodyear retailer for complete details.
Stephanie Miller, left-wing wacko, and proud of it.
They're givers, the Republicans.
They would never want to be a party that, I don't know, wins an election, gay bashing, or anything like that. Peter in D.C. on the Foley scandal. Hey, Peter.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, honey. Go ahead.
There's a book coming out about Foley. It's quite the page-turner.
Oh! Ah!
Penalty box, rest of the show.
The Stephanie Miller Show.
9 p.m. East, 6 West on Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left 146.
Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West on Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146.
Okay, Frank on Long Island. Frank on Long Island.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lynn. How are you? Good to hear you back. We missed you a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Well, it's not, I was happier.
Maybe
yes.
Maybe the deer's eating candy that was in the thing. I don't
know. No, Garrett thinks maybe he's going house to house.
Maybe people think it's a clown.
You have to look at this picture. This picture is so funny. Not while you're driving.
Hey, listen, Lynn. You know, I think it's really interesting how the price of gas, and I don't mean to bring this up, 10 cents a gallon on Long Island right after the election.
Gee whiz! I'm so surprised!
We said it was going to happen. They're like, no. Matter of fact, CNBC, MSNBC even had a big thing on how, no, that's not going to happen. It's a big show. But here it is. Gas is up 10 cents a gallon. Now, Bush, you're really good even with us.
Well, of course! Of course! It's so obvious they can control the price of gas. And the holidays are coming, you know, so everyone's going to want to drive, you know, so that's another reason for it to go up.
We are in so much trouble. In the voice of Lynn Samuels, we are in so much trouble.
And what's the other thing I read yesterday, you know, that airline tickets are just, you know, going through the roof this year. And if you think you're going to get on a plane at the last minute and go to Florida, you know, you're going to pay like $500 between D.C. and Florida.
Yeah, but you know what? I work in an airport, Lynn, and I got to tell you something. We are busier now than we've ever been.
I know.
I can't believe how many planes go out every night. We're in delays every night.
I know. I've been saying it is exactly. Remember before 9/11? When the planes are circling, and then the planes land, and they have to drive around for 40 minutes to get a gate. We're back to that shit again.
You know what, Lynn, you're not far from the truth. I had the other night, and I'm not going to mention the airline. We had a plane on our airport waiting an hour, 10 of them for gates. An hour after you land from where you came from, you're waiting an hour to get to the gate.
I know, and you haven't seen that since that. You know, I always say I feel guilty saying this, but I did most of the flying I have done in my life when I was happy, right after 9/11. And that was the most fabulous time to fly in the entire world. Nobody wanted to fly.
Yeah.
And the planes were empty, and you never had to wait one instant for anything. It was the best time to fly. It was like 2002.
Now it's a horror.
Well, I know it was for you, but it was for we, the flying public, was that fabulous.
Anyway, Lynn, thanks for talking. And
okay, bye. But you better, they say that, and the planes are just jammed all the time. Oh, God, 2002, greatest year for flying ever. From 9/11 until, you know, when I got dumped, I guess, was about 2 years. And that was just, it was fabulous. It was just fabulous. I loved it. Jim in New Jersey.
Hi, Lynn. Since you got dumped, I have a question. Would you like to attend the Marine Corps banquet with me tomorrow evening? It's the Marine Corps' birthday, and we celebrate it every year for the United States Marine Corps.
Well, thank you very much, but no.
Okay. And another thing, I ever since I've started listening to you, I'm a registered Republican, and I have to say I've actually thinking about switching over because, you know, I think you're full of energy. You're what the Democratic Party is all about. They should be. And I just want to thank you.
Well, thank you. How come it's like the night before and you don't even have a date yet?
Well, you know, my two sons are from Iraq. They are also Marines, and I'm going to be able to have the evening with them. And
So who needs somebody else?
Well, yeah.
Do you know that Jim Webb, I was sort of aware of this, but then I forgot it. You know, the guy who beat Allen in Virginia for the Senate. His son is a Marine. We are finally going to have somebody in the Senate who's got a son in Iraq.
Well, I have two sons over there in Iraq.
Yeah, but you didn't get elected to the Senate yet.
No, but you know what? I'll tell you what, the way things are going, it's a good possibility sometime maybe in the future, either I or one of my sons may have some political interest there. So.
Okay, well, you do it, babe. Your phone is crapping out. I don't know what is with these phones. They're all bad today. But I had heard this, you know, and it just, in the miasma of information, you know, which really can lead you to knowing less than you would know if you had less information that you could remember. If you have too much information to remember, you probably know less. They had a picture of when Webb was declaring victory. I don't know whether it was after Allen conceded or when he declared victory before, but whenever. And he was holding up his son's combat boots. His son who was in the military in Iraq. And he campaigned wearing his son's combat boots. What a great advisor he has. Well, I mean, man, that is just, you know, somebody said to him, get some old pair of boots and say they belong to your son who's in Iraq. You know, maybe it's true. Maybe they really are his son's boots. Although we are going to have John McCain's son just join the Marines. And is probably going to end up in Iraq. But it's so few of the people in the government have any relatives, you know, much less their children. So we now actually have a senator because Webb, you know, was a big military guy. So his son is following apparently in his footsteps, being in the military. Wow! What a difference from all the effete. Hey, Schumer! Charles Schumer, any of your kids in the military? I don't think so. Hey, Rahm. Rahm Emanuel. That guy is like so hyper. I'll tell you, I don't believe in drugs for attention deficit, hyperactivity, whatever. I have seen one human being in my life that I think needs drugs for ADHD, whatever that is. Rahm Emanuel. He is so hyper, I don't know how a person could spend 5 seconds with that man. I really don't. All right, I'm Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146, last hour of the week, and I did bring back those tabloids. But, I'll tell you about the doctors in New York that are transplanting a temporary uterus. A temporary uterus. Oh, all you men, be sure to come back for the next hour.
Your America, the way it ought to be.
Real Liberals Talk Radio,
Sirius Left 146. AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Today is the Marine Corps' birthday, and the president at this hour is getting ready to dedicate a new museum to the Corps at Quantico, Virginia.
It's called the National Museum of the Marine Corps, and it's been taking shape in Quantico, Virginia, about 30 miles from Washington. It features a timeline on the Marines and exhibits on World War II, the Korean War, and Vietnam. There's even an area dedicated to what boot camp is like, and an interactive motion simulator puts visitors in the pilot seat of an F-35 fighter. Today's ceremony takes place on the 231st anniversary of the Corps. The museum opens to the public Monday. Brian Thomas, Washington.
Bush met at the White House this morning with Senate Democratic leaders he's going to have to deal with during the last 2 years in office. Some strong words from al-Qaeda in Iraq on a new audio tape. That organization's leader says his fighters won't rest until they blow up the White House. And he boasts he now has 12,000 men under arms. Terrorist analyst Robert Strang says al-Qaeda's overt threats are not credible.
One thing about al-Qaeda, I can tell you this, is if they have a real plan, they're not going to tell us. One of the things that they do well is they do it by surprise.
James Denislow, a terrorism analyst at King's College London, also plays down the importance of the new tape.
I think that the al-Qaeda element to the Sunni insurgency in Iraq is often overplayed, and I think ever since the death of Zarqawi, his replacement, al-Masri, has failed to really impact in the same way.
Iraqi soldiers have arrested a local al-Qaeda commander and almost a dozen of his key people. The president and vice president meet Monday with members of the bipartisan group looking for a new course to the Iraq war. Panel members will also meet individually with several cabinet members, including the secretaries of defense and state. This is AP Radio News. Microsoft has gone to a softer startup sound for the Windows Vista, the coming update to its operating software for personal computers.
If you're running Windows XP, that's what your computer sounds like when you turn it on. The people at Microsoft spent a year and a half working on the opening sound for Vista. Here it is. It's meant to evoke the words, Windows Vista. Doug Esser, Seattle.
The weather forecast is troubling in Washington State.
Winter storm warning. That's supposed to start happening, and maybe 7 to 14 inches of snowfall, which could cause us some more problems.
Almost 18 inches of rain fell in 36 hours at Mount Rainier National Park. Stacy Brown, a deputy with the Lewis County Sheriff's Department, says damage was done to the park. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 45, non-tobacco user, could obtain $1 million of coverage for as little as $75 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. A man age 50, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $115 per month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for 20 years. We have great rates for smokers, too. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-901-1831. 800-901-1831. 800-901-1831.
All your critical information is on your Office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle! Here's your solution. Go to My PC, the fast, easy, and secure way to access your PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com from any other computer, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of it. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access your network. All you need is internet access. GoToMyPC is so easy to set up, you don't have to be a tech whiz to figure it out. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can do from, well, anywhere. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo Sirius. GoToMyPC. Access your PC from anywhere. Try it free today.
Excoriating the right and anything else she doesn't like. Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
If you didn't see The Departed yet, that's the movie. That's the movie. That is my two movies of the year, are The Illusionist and The Departed, which actually kind of go together. I am going to see Borat, unless it's sold out. You know, there is not a movie to replace Borat at number one. There really isn't. So I don't have to run to 42nd Street because unfortunately it goes on. I could make 3:20, but then I would have to run. So I'll wait till 4 when I don't have to run. But there's nothing to replace it. Although I want to see, I'll tell you that to me, I've been saying this Stranger Than Fiction is very interesting because it's getting some really good reviews from people that are probably intelligent and some really bad reviews. Because it is obviously a really strange movie. Okay? This guy starts hearing voices and somebody some novelist is writing his life story. I mean, it's one of those illusion and reality and all of that. Maggie Gyllenhaal is in it, which kind of makes up for the fact that it stars Will Ferrell. But I'm not going to go see that unless I have to. Unless Borat is sold out. That can wait. That could be a video. But I'm giving in. I'm going to go see Borat. Then I'm going to get a tongue sandwich. You know, even I who love tongue think, what sounds more disgusting than that? A tongue sandwich! All right, here's the story of the day, which I'm just posting. A New York doctor named Dr. Giuseppe Del Priori, who sounds to me like he has his priorities screwed up. This is the stupidest thing I have ever heard in my entire life. This sounds like that. Who is that nut? He's also an Italian guy, but he's a real Italian from Italy. And the lady with the clones. Remember that lady, you know, who claimed, oh, we're cloning the baby, the Raelians. You know, when they were a couple of years ago, so, oh, we have the first cloned baby. We have, like, cloned babies running around all over the place. And you say to them, excuse me, can we see a cloned baby? You keep telling us about these cloned babies. Could we see? Oh, what was her name? Brigitte something or other. The head of this cult, the Raelians. Well, I can't talk in time, so I'm going to have to wait till the break. So some doctor in New York is going to perform the country's first uterus transplant. Now, this is not a permanent uterus. This is what makes this so crazy. You say, all right, a woman doesn't have a uterus, otherwise known as a womb. And she wants one. So you give her one. In this day and age, I suppose that makes some sense. You know, I mean, you know, they're doing all this weird shit all the time. But this is not a permanent. This is like a uterine lending library. It's like, lend me your uterus. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me a uterus. The surgery would only provide a temporary womb to a woman who was born without a womb so that she could have a baby. Oh, it's like a cancer survivor. Oh, they're not saying particularly who this exact woman is. But it's like if, how many women are born without wombs, for Christ's sake? Cancer survivors more, you know, that makes more sense. So, they try to encourage adoption and surrogacy. But there are a lot of women who just want to have a baby. People are insane. I really think people are insane. It's a short-term transplant and a reasonable risk, says this idiot. There are plenty of other doctors who say, what are you fucking nuts? Now, they say there's no reason to do this. This is obviously, as one would imagine, a major surgery, right? This is definitely major surgery. They have to cut your stomach open and stick in a whole uterus. Which I don't know how big it is. I don't want to know. And there are other doctors who sound more sane who say, if you're not saving somebody's life, you know, what is it? What is this? You crazy doctor, you. You crazy Giuseppe Del Priore. There's no data. And they don't know anything about it. The recipients, okay, would take the same hormones and other drugs as women who use in vitro fertilization. As well as, she would have to take medicine to keep her body from rejecting her temporary uterus. So here you have a woman that is going to be ingesting drugs up the wazoo, right? Hormones! The anti-reject, I'm sure this is like very healthy. The transplant would only last about a year. Just long enough for this woman to become pregnant. This is like something, this is not even like something out of a good science fiction story. Long enough for the woman to become pregnant with frozen embryos. And to have the baby. Garrett's right, she'll end up having 7 babies. And then say, excuse me, I'm turning in my uterus. So you take used uteruses. Maybe she could sell it like a garage sale. In the year 2000, Saudi doctors performed a uterine transplant on a 26-year-old woman who wanted to have another baby after undergoing a hysterectomy. The uterus was from a living 46-year-old woman. Can you believe this? Do you believe this? It's like a real story. I'm going to post this from the New York Daily News. Lasted 99 days before surgeons had to remove it because blood had stopped flowing to the uterus. They think Dr. Del Priore and his team, couldn't they like be looking for a cure for cancer or something? Couldn't they be doing like something useful? Think they can improve on that by using a uterus from a brain dead donor. That seems to me like it should work because it's like a brain dead donor to a brain dead recipient implanted by a brain dead doctor. That has a certain, you know, theme running through it. The theme of brain dead. The organ would be in better condition from a brain-dead person than from a regular person, because the doctors could give the donor high doses of anti-clotting drugs. This is the kind of story that just makes a person wanna like, I don't know, go live in the woods. At the very least, go to another planet. Go to the woods, leave town immediately. Hello, is this where I return my uterus? What if it's late? Like, do they charge you by the day, like for a library book? If you return your uterus late? I have just never in my life heard a story like this. Uterine. And what is the point? Why are doctors wasting their time? You know, I was talking to my mother yesterday. She's saying, Britney Spears, what a piece of crap. What, is she finding a cure for cancer? I'd rather hear about Britney Spears than doctors wasting their time doing this. Because you sort of don't ever expect Britney Spears to find a cure for cancer. But here, these are doctors. These are doctors who might actually be doing something useful, and they're figuring out how to lend somebody a uterus instead of curing a disease. That was like that weird thing. Did you see Grey's Anatomy last night? Which I still, I can't figure out if I like this show or not. I can't figure out if that's a good show or a bad show. There are some weeks it's like just so stupid, Grey's Anatomy, that I say, this show is like for 12-year-olds. Stupid 12-year-olds. And then some weeks it's all right, but they had a woman who was taking hormones and changing into a man. You know, because she was like a woman trapped in a man's body. Yeah, I can't get into that either. You know, buy a pair of men's jeans. So she was changing into a man, and she is just about to have the surgery where they take your penis and turn it into a vagina. And Sandra O was like, every week Sandra O is so pissed, because there's always some operation that Sandra O wants to do that they don't let her do. And last night, this was the one Sandra O kept, this is my penis. I should be getting to turn this penis into a vagina. She was just like so upset, Sandra O. Well, it being Grey's Anatomy, they discover during the pre-op examination that the woman has, has breast cancer. See, this is where you go, why am I watching this? I mean, how stupid is this? The woman has breast cancer. And the reason she has breast cancer the reason she has it, or what would make it worse, is that she's taking all these hormones to turn her from a man into a woman. So they say, we're not going to like turn your penis into a vagina, because what you have to do is to stop taking all these hormones and turn back into a man. Because if you don't do that, you're going to die. And then I said, oh, God, then she was married, he was married, and the wife, you know, it's very upsetting if one minute you're married to a man and the next minute the man you're married to is a woman. Yeah. But, you know, we're making fun of this, but this goes on. This is real. There are women that are married to men who say to them one day, I'm really a woman. Well, what do you do? I don't know. So now I forget. So they actually, the wife decided that this woman, even though it used to be a man, was still her best friend. So she came back after she had left. They always have one of those. See, the thing about Grey's Anatomy, the reason why I can't even watch House all the time anymore, is that it's the same every week. There is like always some patient where their significant other leaves. And so far, the last two, they've come back. It's like too much all the same. So they turned the guy's penis into a vagina. You know, and you're never going to find out if this person died. But then you say to yourself, who cares? It's not a real person anyway. Oh, my God. That's why Shark is better. Shark so far is, like, fairly intelligent. And they don't repeat themselves every week. And I'll tell you something. You can't do better for acting than James Woods. I don't know what it means. I'm still the kind of a person who believes that if you're on a weekly television series, oh, how nice. Oh, wow. Oh, go to the Drudge Report. Oh, I love this. Germany is going to bring charges against Rumsfeld over the prison abuse. Time Magazine exclusive. Faboo! Oh, what could be even better? What could be better? A lawsuit in Germany will seek criminal prosecution of the former U.S. Defense Secretary and other U.S. officials for their alleged role in the abuses at Abu Ghraib and Gitmo. Oh, my God. Who is bringing this? Who is bringing this? Against Rumsfeld, Alberto Gonzalez, George Tenet, and other senior U.S. What about Bush? What about Bush? The plaintiffs in the case include 11 Iraqis. Oh, my God, I love it. You know what this means? It means Rumsfeld isn't going to be able to ever go to Germany. Could they, like, file the lawsuit and demand he be extradited to Germany? Oh, God. 11 Iraqis, as well as a Saudi, who's one of the 20th hijackers. How many 20th hijackers are? Oh, my God. They say one of the witnesses who will testify on their behalf. Oh, my God, this gets better every minute. You know who's going to testify? Brigadier General Janice Karpinski, the woman that was running the military prisons in Iraq. And then those CIA guys and the mercenaries came into Abu Ghraib and they basically said to her, shut your eyes, stay out of our way, bitch. And she got, I don't know, they busted her or something. They took rank away from her. They really screwed her. They used her as the scapegoat when it was obvious that what happened to her was these torturers came in from the CIA or wherever and just said to her, bitch, just we're in charge now. She is going to testify against, oh, my God, oh, is this fabulous. Can he get hanged or something? A spokesman for the Pentagon told Time magazine, we have no comment. Oh, oh, God, I love this. Oh, God, I love this. Oh, this is just fabulous. Military officers named, oh, Ricardo Sanchez. Remember him? He was like Mr. Torture. Oh, what a sack of shit Sanchez was. Jeffrey Miller, Major Colonel. I don't know the other ones, but that's Sanchez. Oh, my God. Germany was chosen for the filing because German law provides universal. Yeah, they always file in Germany or, I think, Belgium. So they called the case a big, big problem. Oh, in 2004, they tried to do this, too. Oh, I think this is fabulous. This is like the beginning of the end. We're going to see them all. Can we have them all at The Hague? Can we have them all at The Hague and perhaps see them hanged? Well, they are all war criminals. I mean, it's absolutely, without any question, that these people, what did we get Saddam Hussein for? Crimes against humanity. Well, are not the Iraqis human? Are not they human? Of course they're human. We don't think they're human. We only think the Americans are human. Oh, okay. I say hang them high. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left, 146.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left, 146. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left, 146. Mm-hmm. Have you heard Lynn Samuels? Catch her weekdays at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West. Then stick around for straight talk from the heartland with Big Eddie, Ed Schultz at 3 East, noon West. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left, 146. You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No more mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With no more mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No more mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 1-800-859-1012.
This works. Call the number.
Call 1-800-859-1012.
800-859-1012.
Alex.
Alex.
Alex. Bennett. President said that he never said stay the course.
We've never been stay the course, George.
We will stay the course.
We'll stay the course.
We will stay the course.
We will stay the course.
We're just going to stay the course.
We're going to stay the course.
And we must stay the course.
This country will stay the course.
But we will stay the course.
Because we'll stay the course.
We'll stay the course.
Never said it before.
The Alex Bennett Program. 9 a.m. East, 6 West. On Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left 146.
Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
I am just so thrilled. Just even if he can never go to Germany again, even if that's all that comes of this, you know, that, and I love that Janusz Karpinski is doing this. Because they didn't like her. They never liked her. Because here she was, a brigadier general, you know, which I don't know. Is that a high? I guess that's kind of a low general. But they didn't like her. First reason. Oh, she's a woman. Although not that much of a woman. If you've ever seen her, she's not a very feminine woman. But they didn't like her, obviously, because she was a woman. And when they did try to come in and start torturing people, she did try to object. You know, which is when they, like, locked her out of her own prison, basically. They just wouldn't let her in, you know. It's not like, you can't go here. We're in charge. And they didn't like her because she wasn't regular army, because she was a, I guess in the reserves or something. What was she? Like an advertising executive or something, and she was in the Army Reserve and they called her up. So, she had a lot of things going against her, Janusz Karpinski, that, you know, just made them, you know, made her the perfect scapegoat for these people. You know, just not regular army, and a woman, and you know, please. Oh, this would be just fabulous if these people, I don't know, I'm sure, didn't we pass a law? Isn't there some law? Didn't Bush pass a law that we can torture anybody and do whatever we want? But I guess that law doesn't count in Germany. Oh, now, Bush has a wish list for his lame duck Congress. Now, one of the first items on Bush's wish list, of course, was to confirm John Bolton. And I think we all read, like, Joe Biden, who's in charge of that committee, said, just forget that one. Pack that one up. He's not getting confirmed. But I heard from somebody in the know yesterday that Bill Frist also told him to jam it. You know, because there were not, and I'll tell you, there's another big mistake about to be made by this Congress, the old one, but it would be made by the new one, too. This guy, Gates, is that his name, the new Secretary of Defense? Okay. Do you know what he was up to his ass in, Mr. Gates? Iran-Contra. Up to his ass. I should put up the article by Robert Perry from consortiumnews.com. Up to his ass. And not only was he up to his ass in Iran-Contra, he lied about it, of course. And he apparently had a reputation for changing, you know, he was head of the CIA. And he apparently had somewhat of a reputation for, does this ring a bell? He had somewhat of a reputation. See, you're supposed to do that seamlessly, but I can't. He had a reputation for changing intelligence information to fix the facts, to make them fix to the facts that the government wanted. Gee! Do the words Downing Street memo ring another? So that's his specialty, is lying about intelligence to make the administration happy. But he's going to get confirmed just like that. Just like that. They're going to go Iran-Contra. Who remembers Iran-Contra? And who besides Randy Rhodes ever managed to ever get through that book that I keep saying I should read? I don't even remember his name. The guy that was the prosecutor wrote like this 50 million page book, right, about Iran-Contra that nobody could read except Randy Rhodes, that I wouldn't even try to read. But this guy was very involved in that. All right, so Bush, he wants John Bolton, but that's not going to happen. And, okay, he wants all the spending bills for next year passed. This is what he wants the lame ducks to do. Okay, he wants them to allocate all the money for the next year. Well, I'm sure he does, because that would take away any control that the new Congress, that the people elected, that the people really want. It would take over our ability to decide how we want to spend the money, right? If the lame duck Congress allocates all the money, then we have no say in how the money gets spent next year. So I certainly hope they don't manage to pull that one off. He wants... I thought we had passed this, but we didn't. He wants the lame ducks to retroactively authorize his warrantless domestic surveillance of what he calls suspected terrorists, and I call me. I thought we passed that. Wasn't that part of taking away habeas corpus? Was the retroactive authorizing of his spying on people without warrants? He wants, oh God, here's a blast from the past. Does anybody remember Dick Cheney and his energy task force? That people said, could we see the minutes of your meetings? And he said, who the fuck do you think you are? Why would you get to see what the government's doing? Who are you, the citizens? You're mere shit to me. Well, he wants whatever bullshit they came up with, you know, that's all for the benefit of the energy companies. He wants that passed by the lame duck. See, lame ducks. These lame duck sessions are really dangerous, you know, because if they can manage to force through things, it shows, lame duck sessions of Congress show the contempt that these people actually have for the people and the whole process of democracy. Because wouldn't you think, if you're some Republican who realizes, well, the country, like, didn't like us, they got rid of us, and you had any ethics, you would say, what would a decent person do? You wouldn't try to pass anything. You wouldn't try to pass any legislation. Because you know that the people have rejected you. But of course, what Bush wants is for them to pass as much legislation as they can jam through. So this, we believe in democracy and we all love America, and you have some pasta salad, you guinea, you. Why did she have to eat pasta salad, Nancy Pelosi? And why didn't they say what Bush ate for lunch? They apparently ordered from a menu. And she got pasta salad and some chocolate thing, I guess, for dessert, because she likes chocolate. But why? Because she's Italian? An Italian couldn't eat like a piece of chicken? Couldn't he like a bison burger? All right, so what else does he want passed? Oh, Jesus. The energy thing. And congressional approval for the... remember when we were going to give all these nukes to India and we're going to get mangoes? Well, he wants the lame duck Congress to pass the nukes for mangoes legislature. I know it, you know, why would we give nukes to India? They have nukes. And it'll only upset Pakistan, you know, who are a bunch of shitheads anyway. So you would think people with ethics would, just not do anything. But of course, these people have no ethics, no morals, and no values. I better take a break. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
The Company Corporation does not offer financial or legal advice.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant. Your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. Request a free guide today. Call 1-800-390-0711. 1-800-390-0711. 1-800-390-0711.
Have you ever thought about saying goodbye to your job? Just walking into your boss and saying, I quit. And how would you like to commute to work without ever leaving your home? Well, not long ago, a 39-year-old entrepreneur from a billionaire family spent $20 million in 3 years to find the best home-based business in North America. He researched 70 different companies, and when he found the only one that had real long-term potential, he bought it. And right now, he's looking for people to help him turn this company into his next billion-dollar success story. So if you're serious about making money from home without having to leave your home, well, grab a pen. Because I'm about to give you the address of a website where you can learn all about this unique and rare opportunity. Write this down. www.gohernext.com. Now get on your computer and go to this site now. Part-time or full-time, your income is based totally on your performance. Interested? Gohernext.com. And say goodbye to your boss tomorrow. Gohernext.com.
I'm Dr. Christian Northrup. I wrote Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom to help women of all ages take control of their medical options. From questions on PMS, fertility, and pregnancy, to the best treatments for osteoporosis, breast health, or hormone replacement, I've updated Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom with the best information available for your health.
Every woman should own a copy of Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, now revised and available from Bantam, wherever paperbacks are sold.
To all former conservatives,
welcome to 146. Nice to have you on our side.
Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left, 146. Alex Bennett, mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio. Sirius Left, 146.
Okay, there are apparently, I'm behind. Apparently two House races were decided. There are 8. In Ohio, oh, by the way, remember that guy Noel, the coin dealer in Ohio, that went on trial because he got all these state pension money he bought coins? And he just happened to be a coin dealer. What a coincidence. His case went to the jury the other day. I'm going to have to keep an eye out. I guess they're not meeting today because today is a holiday, so I guess the jury is not. It's a holiday today. The schools are closed. You didn't see all the kids all over? It's Veterans Day. Because it's tomorrow. So people have off today. But there's mail today, but not tomorrow. Go figure. It's very confusing. All right, so anyway, his case is at the jury, but they probably aren't meeting today. It says here on Think Progress that... in Ohio, elections officials are delaying the recount of more than 9,000 provisional ballots by one day so that it doesn't interrupt the Ohio State-Michigan football game on November the 18th. I guess the day it had to be counted by was the 18th. So they probably pushed it ahead. So they're delaying that. 23 soldiers have died in Iraq in the first 10 days of November. Okay. Oh, and another line they're using, Savage is on this, and so apparently is Fox News, that if you look at all the referendums and provisions and all of that, that America is still very conservative. Are there people holding on? All I see are numbers in the phone number column. I don't see a name or a state. I don't see anything. I just have the phone number column. I don't care. No. I don't care. I mean, except that when I go to them and I don't know who they are, they never know that I'm talking to them. I don't see how long they've been holding on nothing. Hello, are you there? I don't think I did. I'm seeing the green things are flashing. I see one. Put somebody on the air.
Hello?
David in Louisiana.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to comment on the minimum wage. I remember a guy talking about it yesterday.
Yes.
He's a conservative, I suppose, but he said that he doesn't know anybody's on minimum wage. And, I mean, apparently, you know, he must live in a big city or something. Because I know big cities, I know, like, to get, you know, McDonald's and stuff, you know, they got to pay, like, $7 or whatever to get people to
work.
Yes,
they do, yes.
Out in the rural areas, everywhere, I worked for Burger King when I first started, and I got minimum wage. And the assistant manager, I think she was assistant manager or whatever, she's only getting like 50 or 75 cents more than me.
Holy cow. Yeah, you know something? You know the most bogus title on earth? Assistant manager, because that really means it's nothing. It sounds good when you say to your friends, I'm the assistant manager.
Yeah.
But you're right, it really is something where people are making 50 cents more than minimum wage.
Yeah,
I've worked in my life for minimum wage. Not recently, thank God, but you're right. I guess maybe it is more of a rural thing. And as I pointed out to him, there are a lot of states where they've raised the minimum wage within that state. You know,
yeah.
New York State's minimum wage, I think is about $7 an hour. So the McDonald's in New York has to pay $7. But that guy, yeah, he was very arrogant. So I didn't like him. I totally believe you. Thank you, dear. Okay, Garrett is doing this. Somebody else. Morgan in North Carolina.
Hey, how you doing, Liz?
Okay.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I just wanted to say real quick that I find it really suspicious that Bush right now is pushing his little lame-duck Congress to pass all these lame, really just terrible laws. To me, I think he's just doing it to make certain that when Nancy gets into power and Harry gets into power, they're going to have to spend half their time, at the very least, overturning this total bunk legislation.
Well, yes, I think that's, you know, first we have to clean up his mess, you know, and then but I don't know how much of this he's going to be able to get through, even with the Republican majority.
Well,
and it is so arrogant. You know, it's like, we voted you out. You should just... They hardly work at all. They really shouldn't work until January again.
Well, gee, if they didn't work, they'd work less than 100 days they worked last year.
But the thing is if they're going to take off, they should take off now until the new Congress comes in. We don't need them doing anything.
I completely agree with you on that.
It just shows total contempt for democracy and the people.
I hear you.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you too. It's anybody can see that if you have any ethics, you know. So that leaves them all out.
Well, I think that I know that they like to pretend that Mark Foley was just like a little drop in the ocean. But you know, my personal opinion, given everything that we've seen and given what everyone across this country felt, it was obvious that you know, Mark Foley was just simply a very prominent example of the systemic corruption that's in their party.
Well, I don't think Mark Foley did anything, so I don't agree with you. What did he do? He didn't do anything.
Well, he definitely, I read into the laws that he had passed, and you're right. According to the laws he had passed, he most definitely didn't do anything illegal. However, given their position on family values, you know, that he definitely was, more than just walking.
Yeah, but like our darling Don Sherwood. he was another fabulous family values. Well, I had a mistress, but I didn't beat her, so you better vote for me.
I love that. That was amazing.
He was my favorite. I never got into Mark Foley as much as I got into Don Sherwood. Thank you for calling, dear. Jeff in Maryland.
Hi, Lynn. I was just listening to part of your conversation. I just got off work, and I was just listening to part of the conversation about what you said about, I guess his name is Savage in Fox News. And I think that the propaganda machine is going to be still up and running and be well-oiled before the 2008 election and stuff. And I just want people to understand that, we still have the way I look at it, we still have a fascist party still running around in this country, and it's called the Republican Party.
Yes, we do. But they're not going to have any power pretty soon.
Well, that's the one saving grace about the entire situation. And I just want, I just hope people realize that Bush is still arrogant, no matter what happens. And
all that BS yesterday. Oh, we're Americans, and we love the country. And it's like, oh, my God, who does he think is going to believe what he's saying?
Well, my biggest content, I'm a liberal, and I'm a progressive liberal, and I emailed Nancy Pelosi yesterday, and I told her basically, I said, hey, look, accountability is what it is. The word accountability means everything. And if this party can't hold the other party accountable for what their actions were, then we might as well not even vote anymore.
Yeah, but they're not going to. They've already, she has said, and my beloved Howard Dean has said, no impeachment. And to me, it's not about impeachment. Impeachment is accountability.
Well, I look at it as impeachment can be accountability, but I think that what they should do is that if they hold any investigations about this war and they find out that, everybody already knows that they lied about that. I mean, that's the bottom line in the entire situation. And I think that if Conyers gets into holding an investigation on this thing, I am hoping that Pelosi and Reid and everybody else sits back and says, hey, look, we got people murdered based on a lie. Now, if I, God forbid, if somebody, I don't go around thinking like this, but if anybody else does, I guess they have issues. But if I can't see how you can send people off into a...
No, I agree with you. You're 100% right. I have to take a break. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
Real Liberal Talk Radio. This is Sirius Left 146.
Sirius's own Jim Brewer and Pete Corielli are going on a road trip to a comedy festival in Las Vegas.
Saddle up.
We'd love to see you guys live Wednesday and Thursday. Say hello to Pete Corielli.
This is Corielli.
Myself, Jim Brewer, and some of the comics that'll be there.
Brewer Unleashed, live from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Wednesday and Thursday night at 6 West 9 East on Raw Dog Comedy Uncensored, Sirius 104.
See you there, bananas. Come hang out. It's going to get fun.
Results not typical.
I'm Dan Marino, and I lost 22 pounds on Nutrisystem. After playing football, it was hard to stay in shape. So when I wanted to lose a few pounds, I went on Nutrisystem.
Nutrisystem for Men is the ultimate weight loss program that lets you eat great and lose weight.
If you want to look better and feel better, then call Nutrisystem.
Call Nutrisystem today at 1-866-651-THIN to lose weight and feel great.
With Nutrisystem, you can eat like a man and lose weight. Real food for real men. So now you can eat burgers, pasta, chips, and even chocolate.
With Nutrisystem, the food gets delivered right to your door. So call 1-866-651-THIN to join Dan's team. That's 1-866-651-THIN.
Hey, I'm at my playing weight now. Come on, join my team and get back in the game.
Call Nutrisystem today at 1-866-651-THIN and get back in the game with Dan Marino. Call now and we'll send you an extra 7 breakfasts, 7 lunches, 7 dinners, and 7 desserts. That's a full week of food free. So call 1-866-651-THIN now.
Tom Hartman.
If you have $550 billion and you divide that by a million, it's 550,000. So if you say that you're going to create 1 million jobs with a $550 billion tax cut, you're saying that you're going to give tax cuts to the tune of $550,000 per job. Now, do you think anybody could get elected on a platform as insane as that?
Tom Hartman, noon East, 9 a.m. West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Floor 1.5.
Do you know the Macy's on 34th Street has floor 1.5? It's my favorite floor. It's where they have the Ralph Lauren. It's all the young men's stuff. You know, Nautica, Ralph Lauren, and Buffalo. These are very skimpy and cheesy things, Buffalo. I must say, I only bought this because it cost about $8, reduced from like 46 to 6. Could you believe this thing cost like $40? Well, I paid $8. Skimpy, cheap. Whoever. Oh, Jay in Atlanta, hi.
Hey, do you mind if I plug a product that will save everybody 20% of the fuel costs and reduce emissions by 30%?
Well, as long as I can say I don't know what you're talking about.
Then go to the website, bestmph123.com. Bestmph123.com.
Yeah.
And basically, this product is already being used by the U.S. military, and China uses $7 million worth of it every 2 months for its buses. And obviously, you know, that's a real product that works. We're all going to save a lot of money, and less pockets going to go.
And how much do you have invested, Jay?
So far, just a little bit. And if you sign up...
Oh, all right. Come on.
I asked permission.
Well, I know, but, you know... I'm tired. They woke me up at 7:20 in the morning digging up the fucking street. All right, go, whatever. He got it out. Who? Alan Buffalo!
Hello. You almost sound like a family member. I'll tell you.
My grandmother, my maternal grandmother and grandfather lived in Buffalo.
Well, I'm in Tonawanda, actually.
Well, my mother lived, my parents lived in Cheektowaga.
Oh, it's not a Jewish neighborhood, I'll tell you. Hi.
Huh.
I want to speak about, one thing that, that angers me more than anything else. First of all, the Republicans should be very happy that most Democrats aren't spiteful people. Okay,
they should be.
Okay, I'm not so much mad at Bush. I'm so mad at Bush that he didn't take care of our soldiers, even though Hal Burton was stealing, ripping them off, giving them poison.
Well, hopefully that's all going to be investigated finally.
That's what I want. I don't want Bush impeached, because who wants Cheney? You understand what I'm saying?
No, we impeach both of them.
Well, I think they will just take up too much time. But the bottom line is, I couldn't sleep. I was so happy. I mean,
I think we all were. Everybody. Oh, by the way, for everybody who, including me, who is saying, where's Cheney? Yesterday, when Bush met with Nancy Pelosi in the White House, sitting on the couch in the back,
they wouldn't even show
growling, people. Snarling, even more than usual, was Dick Cheney.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're not going to hear that much about him because I bet you he can't sleep.
He'll be
the one that can't sleep.
I think you're right.
Okay, because when they get down to big business and it comes to war profiteering and how soldiers are getting hurt and people were killed because of money and not because of honor and not because they're loyal Americans, okay?
Yeah.
Because they're going to Iraq to the front. But citizens of the U.S. were murdered by our own big business.
You're right. You are 100% right.
That's what I want.
Well, that's going to happen. Those investigations are going to happen. Thanks, hon.
Bye-bye.
He made a fabulous point. He is so right. You know, people getting killed in that war for money, for the companies, for Halliburton. I died for Halliburton. James in Cleveland.
How you doing?
Okay, what's up?
Well, I've got a two-part question for you.
Uh-oh.
Number one.
It's the last show Friday. Two parts. Yes.
This is the thing, okay? How do they try and impeach Clinton, okay, for getting a little bit of action in the White House, right?
No, they didn't. They impeached him because they claimed he lied to the grand jury, which I don't think he really did.
Now, you've got a president now that lied to the whole country and people died because of it. How do you impeach him for that?
Well, because he wasn't under oath. I mean, you know, this is all this legality. They say that Clinton lied to a grand jury under oath. And that, I guess, is the legality of what he did. He was sworn under oath. And that is a crime if he lied. I know. It was about nothing. It was about something personal. It was about sex. Bush lied about war. All these people have died. But you're never going to convince the right wing about that.
Well, I mean, the way...
And Bush is not under oath. When you're talking to the country and saying they have WMDs, you're not under oath, so you can lie your ass off all you want.
See, it doesn't make any sense. And this is the second question.
Well, we have 10 seconds, practically.
Sure. Now that the Democrats have taken over, you've got all the Republicans coming out saying, well, they're not going to be able to do any better. You know, this country's gone to crap since Clinton left office.
I know.
I mean, it's gone horrible.
We'll have to show them, darling. I really do have to say goodbye. The week is over. If we all live through the weekend... I'll see you on Monday, and if not, I won't. Think about the veterans tomorrow, not the sales. Thank you, Garrett Gaboy.
Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. America's fastest growing radio station.
Because even hardcore conservatives are abandoning their president.
AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. What a birthday present. The president has dedicated the National Museum of the Marine Corps on the Corps' 231st birthday at Quantico, Virginia.
As long as we have this fine museum, America will never forget their sacrifice. May God bless you. May God bless the Marines. And may God bless the United States.
With a young Marine's parents listening in the audience, the President announced that Marine Corporal Jason Dunham will receive the Congressional Medal of Honor for throwing his body on a hand grenade in Iraq to save the lives of two buddies. Had he lived, today would have been Dunham's 25th birthday. Al-Qaeda's leader in Iraq says his men won't rest until they blow up the White House. The threat is contained in the latest audio tape. President Bush and his national security team will meet Monday with members of a Blue Ribbon panel trying to devise a new course of action for the unpopular war in Iraq. In the meantime, the president is promising to work with the incoming Democratic majority in the Senate.
For the second day in a row, the president met with soon-to-be-in-power Democrats, this time telling Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid his administration wants to work together. And the president noted he and Reid are both from the West.
Pretty plain spoken people, which I should bode well for our relationship.
Reid also pledged to put campaign differences aside.
The only way to move forward is with bipartisanship and openness.
Meanwhile, number two Senate Democrat Dick Durbin noted both the president and vice president were sporting blue ties. He called that a nice gesture. Jerry Bodlander at the White House.
A charter plane carrying the Marshall University football team to a game against East Carolina was evacuated today after smoke was reported in an engine. No injuries reported, but it was eerie. Almost 36 years ago to the day, a plane carrying the Marshall football team home from a game against East Carolina crashed, killing 75 people, most of them team members. This is AP Radio News. A plastic jack-o'-lantern meant for trick-or-treating on Halloween hasn't been much of a treat for a deer near Grand Rapids, Michigan. The fake pumpkin has been stuck on the young buck's snout for days. Animal experts worry that the bucket is keeping the animal from eating and drinking, but will try to shoot the animal with a tranquilizer gun today and remove the jack-o'-lantern.
There is that possibility that we might lose this animal under anesthesia or in transport or a variety of different situations. Without us taking care of this situation, though, the animal, unless the bucket falls off, will clearly starve to death.
British scientists have built what they say is the world's first artificial stomach, a shiny high-tech gut that physically simulates human digestion. Have you ever fantasized about winning a lottery? Sure you have. Well, there's no fantasizing for six people in Florida. They're going to collect more than $39,000 each for winning the Florida Fantasy 5. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
The stock market. You're on the outside looking in, watching as everybody else makes money. You want in. All you need is a little help. If only there was a simple way to learn all the best stuff. Well, there is. Top Trader will teach you in simple, easy-to-understand language everything you need to know to make money in the stock market. Imagine making a steady income with just a few hours a week at your computer. People do it all the time. Why not you? Top Trader was put together by two gurus who've made huge money trading in the stock market. Everything they know is condensed in this simple, step-by-step program for regular folks like you and me. No confusing mumbo-jumbo. You'll finally really understand how it's done. Learn more about Top Trader. Get your free CD. Top Trader gives you the edge. Make a profit in any market condition just like the pros. It's so easy. Get your free CD. 1-800-353-1106. Learn about Top Trader with no risk. You owe it to yourself to check this out. 800-353-1106. Get your free CD now. 800-353-1106.
You can travel back into time to manipulate history.
Good moment. Listen to the pleas of a poor old woman.
Dear lady, of course. How can I be of service?
Please, listen to me.
She's got a knife.
Or you can explore the depths of space.
Barry, look over there. Why is that specimen glowing?
What? Hang on. Oh, my. It's contaminating the hull. Initiate lockdown. Quarantine the area. Disengage the main shuttle. Now!
And you can launch into the future. Buy and read L. Ron Hubbard Presents Writers of the Future, Volume 22, and discover an explosion of talent in 12 new science fiction and fantasy tales. Orson Scott Card says, it keeps sci-fi alive. Available in bookstores or go to writersofthefuture.com.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client or customer trying to explain something visual, a document, spreadsheet, or a presentation, but it's frustrating because they can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. You can set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID, and bam, they see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. GoToMeeting is simply the easiest and most affordable web conferencing service on the market. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo Sirius. GoToMeeting. Online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
Ready to go. From the heart of America, the nation's number one progressive voice, where truth and common sense rule. This is the Ed Schultz Show, where America comes to talk. And now live from the studios of Progressive Talk AM 1150 in Los Angeles, Norman Goldman.
Wow, what a week for America, huh? I am so glad to be here with you. Here at the Ed Schultz Show, 1-877-934-6833. I am Norman Goldman, and we are live from KTLK AM 1150, LA's Progressive Talk. And I can't tell you how happy I am to be here with you today. It's just a great week. I've been waiting for one of these for a long time, and I would love to spend the next 3 hours talking to you about so many different things. It's like unbelievable. We have the most incredible week I've seen in a long, long time. We started Monday wondering whether the machines would be rigged again. I mean, that was my personal prediction. The machines would be rigged again, and we'd lose a lot of close elections. But now we end up on Friday, and we're debating whether to impeach Bush. I see on the internet here, Drudge Report's talking about Germany wants to go after Donald Rumsfeld for war crimes. Oh, and by the way, here on the Ed Schultz Show, www.wegoted.com. We have coming up for you a little later a radio interview. It's got to be a radio first. It has to be a radio first. We had a telephone interview today, a little while ago. We had to tape it. He wouldn't do it live. We interviewed Donald Rumsfeld. We did. Right here, he spoke with me, Norman Goldman. I had a radio interview with Donald Rumsfeld, the outgoing Secretary of Defense and we taped it, and we're going to play it for you a little later. I'm not going to play games with you. I'm not going to tease it and tease it and tease it and play it way deep. We're going to play it in the first hour because, you know, Ed Schultz is national and he's international. The Ed Schultz Show goes to Armed Forces Radio, and I want the troops that are listening to, you know, to hear their outgoing Secretary of Defense. So we have Donald Rumsfeld. I don't know why he did it. You know, maybe he's just feeling, you know, lifting of the weight. But let's recap the week that we had here at the Ed Schultz Show and in America. We had our election. We took both houses of Congress, and I am so happy to say adios to Senator Rick Santorum. I am so happy to say adios, hasta la vista, baby, to Senator McCaca. Goodbye to Conrad Burns. It's just so good. I mean, Lincoln Chafee should have become a Democrat a long time ago, and if Lincoln Chafee had become a Democrat a long time ago, he would have won re-election, and he'd be caucusing with the Democrats. But look at all the things we had going on this week. We had the election, of course. But did you happen to notice that the U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments again over a woman's right to choose? Do you know that? I mean, that thing just totally flew under the radar. We're going to find out next year, probably in June, whether Chief Justice John Roberts lied and committed perjury when he testified in front of the Senate at his confirmation hearings that he was going to respect